Good morning. So, on my 2 days at home looking after my son, I've recently been indulging in watching Hetty Wainthrop Investigates. This is what I do during the precious nap time, which some of you may still have in your lives. Though it's on a Thursday, it feels like a Sunday. I have that fantasy of the familiar murder mystery on a Sunday evening. Such has become one of my traditions. What I don't experience is the accompanying anxiety that Monday morning is coming. According to one statistic I found, 76% of people, this is in America, but I think it's transferable, experience Sunday evening blues and anxiety. That's that horrible feeling as we're getting ready for the week ahead. I also found some advice on how we might manage this anxiety. They suggested some exercise to get rid of that adrenaline and produce some endorphins. Making healthy choices, avoid the tempting glass of wine and go for herbal tea instead. Maybe have a Sunday evening ritual. That's my murder mystery. These are all fairly sensible things and certainly things we may like to try. But it also says you can spend the afternoon preparing for the week. Meal planning, cleaning, ironing, maybe have a bath, do some yoga. And whilst I'm reluctant to disagree with some more sensible advice, it does sound like quite a lot of pressure for order and readiness, and frankly just puts me into sweat thinking about it. What for me is missing is a sense that we're more than our minds and our bodies. We're also our spirit. We need to attend to our spirit. This morning, I'm going to suggest that attending to our spirit involves connecting with God. The image that came to mind when I was thinking about this connection was that of a child being read to by an adult. That blissful moment of intimacy, calm and care and rest. This is how I'd like for us to think about the Sabbath this morning. A time to rest, a time to connect with our spirit, just as a child and an adult reading together. I must admit I was a bit bemused when Bridget sent me the verses for this morning. My initial thought was, this is a bit boring, a bit weird, a bit old. Sorry, Bridget. Where's the juicy Jesus stuff? Yet we often embrace the old-fashioned in our Sunday traditions. Roast lunch, board games, walking our dog, going to church in our Sunday best. These traditions are really grounding. They're reassuring, reaffirming. Maybe, I thought, we should take another look at this verse, dust it off a bit. God was pretty adamant that we observe the Sabbath. He knew that we needed rest, even now when we don't have the same hard labor. We still don't have that much space in a society which is so fast-paced, so instant. There's just no time to be, no time or space for God to work. God knows now, just as he did when Moses addressed the Israelites, how hard it is for us to rest. And we're explicitly instructed to make space for it. The Sabbath was given as a gift from the restless condition of slavery. As we heard in verse 14, this rest was for everybody. No one was excluded from restoration. Your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your ox, your donkey, or any of your livestock, everybody is included in this need for rest. It's not only an instruction or invitation. This is not the only one in the Bible. In Psalm 23, we're invited to lie down in green pastures by still waters. In Matthew 11, when we're weary and heavy laden, Jesus says, "Come to me." Images of the dove, of freedom, love, and sleep are scattered throughout the Bible. We're constantly reminded that we need to rest. And we can do this in many ways in today's society. Some of you may like to garden, some of you may like to read, meet with friends. So I found myself asking, what then is the difference between the Sabbath and just watching a box set marathon or having a nice bath. By definition, the Sabbath is about rest, but it's also about worship. Worship can look like many things, but at its heart, for me, is connecting with others, connecting with our spirit, and connecting with God. And I suggest that observing this instruction to rest and worship, as with all of our Sunday traditions, provides us a really grounding, reaffirming space to just meet with God. 3 days of the week I'm at work. This usually involves seeing patients, doing some CBT training, attending supervision, making some referrals, speaking to GPs and other professionals, and of course is punctuated by the daily commute. And the other 4 days I'm at home with my sons. I cook, I clean, I try to keep up with the general expected domestic standards. I do a school run, I go to the park, read with my son, change a few nappies, watch a bit of rubbish reality TV shows. Sometimes I phone my mum, and all the while I try to appear fairly competent and functioning. I imagine that some of this is relatable to you. We all face constant pressures on our time. And when I face this pressure, I try to remind myself something that I find really helpful. We're human beings, not human doings. It's easy for us to think that we're measured by what we do. Even our existence sometimes is understood in this way. When my mum retired, she struggled with this transition. She was an active, career-minded actress turned drama teacher, and she was really scared by the thought of not working anymore. So much of her identity and self-worth was bound, as it is for many of us, by what we do. The sudden end to that identity, or not knowing what to say at social occasions when people say, "What is it you do?" that was really frightening and scary for her. People who experience sick leave or redundancy, or maybe mothers taking maternity with a new baby, may face a similar dilemma. It's really hard for us to accept that the universe can exist without us at all, without any need for us to labor. It takes a huge reordering of our perspective to accept that it's God who's essential, not us. We worry about meetings because we think that everything relies on how well we present ourselves. We plan our conversations thinking that it's our words that really change things. We think, we plan, we do, we fix, we analyze, we worry. So actually, how terrifying then if all of this doing really isn't the answer to being human? I think the Sabbath provides us with an opportunity to accept and understand this frightening revelation. It's not, as maybe this old-fashioned language sometimes implies, really about the do's and don'ts. It's not even, in my mind, about the Sabbath being a Sunday. It's just a consistent invitation to spend time attending to our spiritual needs, remembering that we're more than mind and body. We were made to be in relationship with God. Simply put, it's just a day when God invites us to think about the stuff that really matters. A day to rest, a day for being. It's about placing and continually replacing God in the control of our lives. I find huge relief in this. I don't need to fear doing anymore. Because just attending to our spiritual needs and being with God, that's enough. I wonder if this morning, while I've been speaking, your mind has drifted. I expect so. We've all got busy lives and stuff to do. So I just want to invite you this week to spend some time being. You might do this by going somewhere that you find safe and calm, perhaps a place of nature. Maybe you can do this by just imagining yourself somewhere calm, maybe as a child being read to. At St. Peter's, our other church this morning, they made some lovely candle holders and were invited to just spend some time lighting and sitting with their candle. And after the service this morning, I'll be at the back if you want a candle to take away and spend your time being with that candle. To finish this morning, I'm going to read you a prayer that I found when I was preparing that for me really sums up what we're asking God to do when we ask him to attend to our spiritual needs. It's a prayer for rest. Lord, I fall so easily into this same old trap of thinking that I need to do and do, thinking that the world depends on my effort, thinking that my worth is based on what I accomplish and not on what Christ has done for me and in me. Lord, I long for your presence. Lead me, Good Shepherd, by the still waters, and teach me to rest in green pastures. I choose today to breathe deep the freedom of trust, giving you my stresses, refusing to get caught up in the suffocation of stress. Help me to discern your will, so that I don't rush into everything. Show me how to rest. Restore my joy. Refresh my spirit. Amen.